Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's time for the Athens Little League Report, brought to you by Shane Todd of Chick-fil-A with locations at Beachwood and Barnett Shoals. We bring in David Barbie. David, very sad over the weekend that Greg Allman passed away. Did you ever have any, did your paths ever cross?
David, our paths did cross. I had the great pleasure of recording Greg Allman live at the Macon Opera House in 2014. It was back-to-back nights. And I grew up an Allman Brothers fan. They're, amazing.
Yeah.
I never saw him with Dwayne. I'm a little too young for that. But I saw the late 70s revived the Allman Brothers two or three times in the Omni when I was a kid. But so I recorded these shows in the Macon Opera House, and that was originally, I thought, was just the sound bed for a documentary that they were making about Greg Allman. But out of the blue, about a month ago, somebody told me, they said, I think this was released as a live album. So I got this thing just a couple of weeks ago. And then he and I met, and we talked a little bit when he was, down there. And he was nice, and he's a legend, man. And he, they created something brand new. And, hats off to Greg Allman. We're going to miss him.
Yeah, and that's so that's cool that you actually met and talked and all that kind of stuff. So I figured if there was anyone around that I knew who I might be talking to today who might have had something with Greg Allman, it would be you. So that is cool. So how do you get – so they call you and say we want you to record this concert, these back-to-back concerts down in Macon?
My whole career is somebody hears about somebody, it's all word of mouth. And there was a, how did this come to me? Oh, I know what it was. Is they called a local house engineer in Macon who was going to run the sound in this, he ran sound for the venue. And he said, hey, they need somebody to do this. Do you have the equipment and the wherewithal to come record these concerts? And of course, I've done hundreds of live shows. I mean, I just did this a couple of years ago, recorded this 36 song live Drive by Truckers album. So it's like, I'm plenty of experience.
Yeah, so, that's awesome.
Yeah. So I went down there and did it, hung out for a couple of days. And he played, it was cool. He played his Allman Brothers hits. He played his, laid back solo era hits and hometown, well, sort of, adopted hometown for him. So yeah, it was great.
Oh, that's fantastic. That is. Well, interesting stuff. Certainly sad to lose one of the legends like that. Although I told my wife over the weekend, I go, how ironic is it that he was married to Cher? Their music couldn't be more opposite ends of the spectrum, so you just never know.
and they did, I think they made an album, and Sam, you're a music fan, and I'm sure pretty quick on the Google. My recollection is at one time there was a Cher and Greg Allman album with sort of regrettable title, Allman and Woman. I'm not making
I've got Two the Hard Way.
Yeah.
I like Allman and Woman. That's funny.
Is Allman and Woman, is that a real thing, or am I just imagining this?
I'm digging a little deeper here. Oh, yeah, Almond and Woman, Cher and Greg Allman.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I don't just remember things like meeting Mickey Mantle in the airport or teaching William S. Burroughs how to ride a hoppity hop in his backyard. Those three stories. Or that UL Washington always played with a toothpick in his mouth. I also remember this thing about Allman and Woman. I'm still alive. I'm still kicking.
Yeah, apparently it was released under the artists were Allman and Woman, and Woman was Cher, obviously. To the Hard Way, the name of the album, and it is a very regrettable album cover.
We will look that up for sure. And that sounds like an Instagram. David, thank you for sharing that. We do appreciate it. I know folks listening want us to get to the Athens Little League Report. And again, brought to you by Shane Todd of Chick-fil-A with locations at Beechwood and Barnett Shoals. David Barbie, take it away.
All right. This morning's Athens Little League report. I've got a report, but we didn't have anything filed because the season's over. But this championship game and this championship as the team at the major league level deserves a report. And so Athens First defeated Northeast Sales on Friday night for the Major League Little League Championship in Athens, which is always great for Athens First. It's always an exciting time for the team that wins. But this is a historic accomplishment. In all the years I've been out there, which is since 2001, Athens First 2017 is the first team to go undefeated in the regular season and to then keep that and to stay undefeated and win the championship. And our buddy Steve Cummings did a fantastic job coaching his team. And what a team it was. They really had kind of everything. They had great starting pitching. I know that on the radio reports, it seems like every game we talk about Thomas Chisholm as the winning pitcher. I think Thomas won 10 games this season. Thomas is like a 12-year-old Greg Maddux. He throws strikes, he hits his spots, he changes speeds, and just doesn't make them more complicated than it needs to be. Abishai led the league in home runs. Titus Cumming, impossible to keep off base. Their catcher, Hunter Stonecipher, this guy might be he's a fireball of the team. He's a great catcher. He's only 10, and he hit his first home run in the championship game. How about that? So they won the regular season and the playoffs. I've only seen that done two other times. It's hard to do it. Teams win the regular season and some, you know, a little league game. A Major League Baseball game, one bad inning might be 3 runs you give up. In a Little League game, you have a bad inning, you might give up 12. The other two teams that came the closest to going undefeated, AAA Auto Sales in 2002, 17-0, and then 5 of 6 innings in the last game of the season, 9-run comeback, and it's over. Little League, you know, it can happen. 2004, Chase Park, 23-1, lost one early in the season and won about 20 in a row. But hats off to Steve Cummings and his incredible Athens First team. Another guy on the team who deserves special mention is Josh Wilson, who mostly served as their closer all season and is a left-handed hitter, played third base. And what I'll always remember about Josh is that he's a left-handed hitter. And this year with Chase Park, I had a couple of pretty good left-handed pitchers. Josh hit behind a B hit all these home runs, and so it was not uncommon for a B to be intentionally walked because he's hit 3 times as many home runs than he did in the league. And I am a longtime outspoken opponent of the intentional walk. I just don't like it. I'd rather learn to get somebody out than put somebody on base. And so I decided in a game that, well, I haven't really seen Josh get a hit off a left-handed pitcher. I guess I'm going to find out if he can or not. So we made the decision to put a B on base. And it turned out that Josh can hit a left-handed pitcher because he hit a baseball up in the parking lot against my team to seal a deal in a game. I don't have a score. I don't have stats. But they had an amazing season. And I would also like, since it's our last one, at least until All-Stars, I'd also like to take the opportunity to thank Shane Todd and Chick-fil-A for sponsoring this report. The kids in the league, it means so much to them to hear their names on the radio. The other sponsors in the league, same thing. The parents, to hear their kids' names on the radio. But also, I've had more than one mom tell me that the Athens Little League report is the thing that makes their kids get ready for school on time because they're not allowed to listen to it until they're in the car on the way to school. So, gentlemen, thank you for providing this public service for the moms of Athens.
I'm glad we're keeping Athens youngsters on time. Glad we can say we're doing that, yes.
Excellent. And on that note, that is the Athens Little League Report.
All right, thank you very much, David. You do a great job. Shane O'Neill, Steve Cummings, we do appreciate, like you said, Shane Todd, Chick-fil-A, Beechwood, and Barnett Shoals. Always appreciate you guys. And whenever the All-Stars roll around, hopefully we'll get some updates from you.
You'll be the second ones to know.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, David.
See you, David. All right.
David Barbie with the Athens Little League Report, brought to you by Shane Todd, Chick-fil-A, Beechwood, and Barnett Shoals.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.